Have you ever gone to someone for the purpose of being reconciled, hat in hand, asking forgiveness and trying to restore the relationship only to be rebuffed? I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and I'm talking about broken or wounded relationships this week. Jesus commanded us to seek to be reconciled to anyone who has something against us, even if it's not our fault. But the facts are, you and I cannot control the other person. All we can do is obey the Lord, do what we're supposed to do, and let God take care of the outcome. Romans 12:18 says, "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." So we must not ignore the imperative of this verse, which says, "as far as it depends on you." If you have a broken relationship, make certain that you have done and are doing everything you can to mend it. Don't let yourself off the hook too easily. Go the extra mile. Humble yourself. Initiate the reconciliation and be willing to swallow your pride, whatever it takes, for true reconciliation. However, please keep in mind that being reconciled does not include being someone's doormat or enduring abusive treatment of any kind, or compromising your Christian principles of integrity, or lowering your standards of behavior. So I'm not talking about peace at any price, but you should never be the person who's holding up the reconciliation. Many of us harbor hurt feelings far too long, and we delay a reconciliation because we don't want to humble ourselves. If you're holding up a reconciliation with someone for anything but a good biblical reason, then you're at fault, regardless of the circumstances. Of course, there are times where a relationship has been damaged so much that full restoration is not possible. But to the extent that it can be restored, well, it should be. For those who've done all you can to be reconciled and the other person refuses, don't live in false guilt about that relationship. Remember, the principle is as much as it depends on you. Live at peace with all people. Many things are out of your control, and that's what you have to accept and trust to God's care. Well, I'm going to talk more about this broken relationship struggle tomorrow. I hope you'll join me then. Did you know that you can have copies of all of my devotionals on our website? Many people share these with other people, so it just spreads further and further. And we welcome you to do this. Use these devotionals in any way that will be helpful. That web address is christianworkingwoman.org.